Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Cactus League season underway for the Milwaukee Brewers. They'll be on the field today taking on the Reds. Our coverage gets underway at 2 o'clock. Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Cotroneo covering the Brewers all spring training long. He is in Arizona. Game number one, Dom. I'm very interested in seeing how things look. I'm also interested in that the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, was actively cheering for a player on the other team. That's not common in baseball.
But how can you not be romantic about it, right? It was his son. It was Ty Murphy. It was an awesome moment, to say the least. Look, I mean, as you know, Greg, a lot of listeners know, about like the fifth or sixth inning of these early spring training games, it kind of looks like a double-A game out there. So the intensity is kind of off the pedal a little bit, and Ty hit a double the other way, and everyone just went straight to Pat and like, all right, how's he going to react? And he finally let out like, all right, I'll clap. And he like shot across the bow over to Mike Shields' staff and everything. So it was a pretty cool moment.
So, Dom, what's up with the pants, the see-through pants? Do we have them? Are our players complaining about them? What's the latest?
It's all the same. It's really disappointing. I think from guys that I've talked to, and I don't want to name anybody and put them in a tough spot, but it's just the pants. It's been something that ever since Majestic left, I mean, this goes years back. Majestic, the original outfitter of Major League Baseball, when they stepped aside, everyone was always worried about the pants. And then Nike kind of got it together, and now that they've offloaded it to Fanatics, it's become a whole new storm. One player that I talked to, you know, he's very particular about his pants. He's like, look, I'm just going to wear last year's pants. I don't care if they find me, whatever. They know they messed up, which he's absolutely right. Now, to be fair, they've got 6 weeks to fix this, okay? This could be something we look back on at the end of the year. Like, hey, remember when everyone was freaking out about the pants? Hopefully they fix it from what I gather. The other thing, though, too, is that what I gather from some staff is that they knew this was going to happen. Like, the people in the know knew this was going to happen.
Why?
And they still let it happen. So it's very disappointing, but they still got time to fix it.
Something's going to change, right? I mean, the contract's not going to get broken. But I remember when the NBA tried to go to this composite basketball, and that went over like a lead balloon. And I was like, no, we're not doing that. And they're going to go back to square one. So the players are happy. Players aren't happy. They want to be happy. But here's where the players' union and league continue to fight over everything. Now it's uniforms.
So how much could our guys get fined if they say, I'm not wearing the see-through pants. I don't want to wear the pants. I'm not comfortable in these pants. I'm wearing last year's pants. You mentioned a fine. Do we have any idea how much they could pay because they don't want to wear the see-through pants?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a true per se fine. Now, there are uniform regulations like, you know, guys have to wear a certain kind of socks. Guys have to wear felt. You know, there's all this archaic stuff. But
Sure. When
it comes to, you know, trying to figure out what the heck is going on with these pants, you know, a lot of folks instantly say, oh, just wear last year's stuff. It doesn't work like that, especially, let's say, for a guy like Rhys Hoskins. He doesn't have a last year's version of the Brewers pants.
Good point.
So he has to wear the see-through ones. And, you know, some of the younger guys don't know any better. The veterans are kind of sick of it. But I think, you know, that's kind of been the headline of the week. Let's let cooler heads prevail, and hopefully everyone gets back to the drawing board on this.
Hey, what is with the Yankees? They look like they're having trouble running. They can't move.
It's their uniforms. They're too tight. They've shrunk. They're running like penguins. Forget this game.
Oh, my God. Mattingly just split his pants.
Yeah, Seinfeld always way ahead of the curve on pretty much everything. All right, Dom, so the week of action includes the Cubs this week. We'll talk more about that a little later in the week. But how many players have told you they're in the best shape of their life? That seems to be the common phrase inside the clubhouse.
It's always a common phrase. I will say the only guy, I mean, look, they're all professional athletes. They all can back that up. But I will say I want to single out one guy that absolutely is in the best shape of his life, and that's Andrew Monasterio. He put on 12 pounds of good muscle, eating 6 to 7 times a day, egg whites and potatoes in case you're, you know, in that New Year's resolution rut right now. Eat 6 to 7 small meals of egg whites and potatoes, and you can look like Andrew Monasterio. But, you know, these days, I was talking about it with Bill Schroeder yesterday. You know, these days, guys show up to camp in shape. Back in the day, when he played, it was you got in shape during camp. It's just a new era. Everyone's ready to go.
Good stuff, Dom. We will check in again all week long here. Dom Coturnio covering Brewers spring training. Look for his expanded coverage here online at WTMJ.com. All sorts of good stuff. Great content as well. Follow Dom on social media as well. Good stuff, Dom. We'll check in again tomorrow.
Thanks, y'all. We'll see you.
Yep, enjoy. You bet. 12:42 on WTMJ. Brewers baseball coming up at 2 o'clock. Spring training is always exciting because it feels like you're getting somewhere and you're getting closer to that, you know, season of baseball beginning, but it still feels very far away. It still feels like that's why we need Dom, right?
Well,
it feels 2,000 miles away.
Exactly. Yep, you just hit the nail on the head because that's what I was thinking, because it is kind of far away. It's not here in Milwaukee yet, so until opening day when it's here in Milwaukee, then it really feels completely real for us. But a lot of people take trips to go and experience spring training. I feel like that's becoming more and more popular over
it's
the years.
Wonderful, wonderful trip. Very accessible. I recommend doing it in Arizona because you can get from the furthest park to the furthest park in about 45 minutes. Do that in Florida, you're driving like 6 hours. It's kind of wild. Totally different. Highly recommend Arizona. 12:42 on WTMJ.